Jane Sanders, the wife of Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, has lawyered up. That's the latest development in the winding saga around the financial woes of Burlington College while Jane Sanders was its president. Harry Jaffe covered this story for Politico last week. Jaffe is an editor-at-large for Washingtonian Magazine and a former reporter for the Rutland Herald. I began by asking him about the specific allegations against Jane Sanders.
In 2010, Jane Sanders engineered a loan to buy 33 acres of lakefront property in Burlington in order to expand the college, move the university there, and have a new campus. Burlington College was never flush with cash, was always struggling, and had no endowment. And so in order to convince the bank that the Burlington College was good for the money, President Sanders at that point pointed out that there were millions of dollars in donations that had been pledged to Burlington College, and that was her collateral for the loan. It turns out that it seems like some of those pledges were spongy at best, perhaps overstated. That led to charges that she may have fudged some of the collateral information, and that can be against the law. That can be criminal bank fraud.
In your article, you note that bank fraud is not easy to prove. Why is that?
You know, it can't just be that you made a mistake. We all, you know, at some point have to borrow some money, whether it's for a house or for a car. And if you make a mistake on your loan application, that's one thing. But if you knowingly put down information that you know is false, and on that basis you sign papers requesting the loan, then that can be, and I stress can be, made into charges of bank fraud. But it's a question of knowingly, and I think in this particular case, it's not going to be easy to prove.
Well, the future of this case in part hinges on who becomes the next U.S. attorney in Vermont. And U.S. attorneys at the state level typically resign when a new president takes office, which seems like the case here. Now President Trump can pick who fills that post, and he hasn't done so yet. But could this case influence his choice?
I think absolutely. And I say that not lightly, but I say that in watching how President Trump has dealt with the legal justice system and the people at the top of the Justice Department, you know, one of the things that's very germane here is that prosecutors, especially federal prosecutors, have discretion about whether to take a case or not. The investigators in this case could present a range of information, and then the prosecutors weigh whether they want to actually bring the case, bring charges in federal court. President Trump has so far shown that he would like his lawmen, his attorney general, his FBI director, to be loyal to him. And if that's the case, and he were to nominate a United States attorney for Vermont that the Senate then approved, and that choice was in the mood to or leaned towards bringing charges in this particular case, he or she could then take that information from the investigative authorities and say, well, not sure whether I can make this case, but I'm bringing the charges anyway.
This matter has received a fair amount of attention here in Vermont. Your article in Politico sort of summed up what's happened here for the last few years, brought it to a D.C. audience. What kind of attention, if any, is this getting in Washington?
Massive. Politico publishing an article like this brings it to a national audience. They've had 340,000 hits on this story on their website. So I think it's getting a lot of wide readership. Senator Sanders is very important in the political scene now in the Democratic Party and progressive circles. And so anything having to do with him, I think, is going to get a lot of attention.
Harry Jaffe is editor-at-large for Washingtonian Magazine. His article on Jane Sanders appeared in Politico magazine last week. Harry, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.